At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Best of Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
Hello and welcome to our special edition.
Extra fresh.
Extra fresh, extra special, hot off the presses. As
Literally,
since I just saw the show sheet about 3 seconds ago. Welcome to Culture Club HTX. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, and soon to have another name, but we don't know what it is. But I just like adding on.
Are you getting married?
No. Married, no. I am so done getting married.
You're done getting married?
I'm done getting married. I wasn't doing the last one. I did it. I'm really done this time.
Are you, though?
One never knows, really.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know why I would, but that we could put that into the fourth quarter here.
Okay.
With our new intimacy consulting packages.
Yes, and she is joined by the wise sage, Shavana Robert Schreiber.
Oh, you're changing. Beloved, blessed, brilliant, bestie, and I always forget the fourth. It's not always the same one.
You forget a different one every time, but it's fine. It's me, and we're excited for
and
our show
we're
today.
We're here because, as you know, we really actually do record on days other than Sunday morning, and it's Valentine's Day, and it's for us, it's Galentine's Day,
because
we are going out together.
Yes, for our business, and apparently, Valentine's Day now extends the weekend, so I'll be traveling in the next few days, and so I made a reservation to board my puppy, and Nick, shout out to Nick at PetSmart off Bunker Hill, he's the manager there of the Pets Hotel, he says, oh, it's more expensive, like, it goes up, and I was like, why? He goes, it's Valentine's Day. I was like, that's not Valentine's Day. He goes, but it's the whole weekend. I'm like, well, that's B-you-know-what, or bull-you-know-what.
That is really unbelievable. But I will say, I don't know of any place in town that isn't doing Galentine's things tomorrow. Like February 15th is the official Galentine's after a whole week of Galentine's.
I think
stuff.
People are just, you know what we're doing right now? We're making things up. It's fine.
Well,
I'm saying like the world is making things up.
Well, they need some things to make up.
Well, you know, who needs to make up are the Chiefs. What happened?
It's very hard for me to even discuss.
Just sigh.
But honestly, let's talk about our headline here. What the Texans can learn from the Eagles Super Bowl beatdown.
Beatdown.
It was a beatdown. And another case of an O-line not performing. So all I want to say to the Texans is you better get a lot of those big guys from Ohio State.
Yes. Well,
and the draft or any other great, big, huge person,
because whether they play football or not, we see huge humans.
Well, we need them to play football. No. We need them to play football.
Okay.
But even the Chiefs haven't figured out this great, big, huge thing. Well, let me just back up and say what I said to you when we got here,
which is
I wasn't absolutely positive that the Chiefs were going to win, but I really wanted Mahomes to get his three-peat.
Mm.
And I wanted Travis to propose on the field, which they said he was going to do if they won the Super Bowl.
Who is they? Because Sue was like, that's not happening. And she seems to have the line on
what
all
does
things.
Sue know?
All things Taylor
Sue,
Swift.
We have, huh?
She said.
Sue gave us her husband to marry us for football.
Right.
What does she know?
She knows Taylor Swift is what she told us.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah,
she
was
Taylor.
Like, he's not doing that because I know Taylor Swift.
So okay. Anyway. So back to the whole thing. I was not exactly totally confident about the Chiefs winning.
Back to teams
and then
and
there
things.
They were with this giant, you know, defense and no offensive line and Mahomes getting sacked six times, almost as much as CJ got sacked playing them, right? Is that who they were? We were playing.
So while Lisa silences all of her notifications, you know what we do.
You forgot to tell me.
No. A magical just laughs because, you know,
these
here
are
we are
on today. I haven't turned one
every,
thing off.
Here every we week. Silent, here we go. Silent. Here we are. You know it's real, folks. So here's the thing. The Eagles linemen were giant. So me and my friend Jake, shout out to Jake, who is in Portland now. We're texting about this because there was actually an article that the average lineman for the Eagles was, I think, 6'6 and 340 pounds.
Yeah, like
on
crazy,
average.
Crazy huge.
They were giant.
Well, we saw it. They were talking about it at the game.
Jake and I were texting before the game, like days before the article
came
out.
So you knew this was coming.
Yeah, and so my prediction was, let's see how this plays out. Let's see if Mahomes will be good enough to work around. Well, Jake, he is not. So, yeah, the Texans need to learn that offensive.
But he
line,
had a bad year anyway.
Oh, well,
he was
here we go.
Rated
here
number
we
six.
Go. Here
no,
we go. It,
well, yeah. He was not a top quarterback this year. You do know that.
I do know that.
Okay.
So
that's
it what
was
Texans
not
can
his
learn.
Best year.
It was not. So, Texans, you need an offensive. You need big humans that know how to play football. Lovely, you're correct. And after this year's Super Bowl, I think we all have a new respect for defense because the defense of the Eagles were outstanding.
Outstanding. Our defense is not bad here, the Texans defense.
I'm like, what?
Well, I guess it's horrible. But the O-line is worse. You got to protect the quarterback. All
to.
Of them. We need all of you.
Okay, so one other Super Bowl thing let's talk about before we move to our next sports story. So people were giving, and lovely, contain yourself. We know I like Tom Brady. As a football player, whatever. As a football player and as an attractive human. We know that. And he had on a watch that is his watch that he bought that is $850,000, right? And people were giving him crap about that, which I take offense to. I'm like, because I'm a watch person also. But also, I'm like, why do you care how much Tom Brady, Hall of Fame, quarterback, why do you care? There was did you hear this? There was lots of commentary about his watch
on the during the game.
No, afterwards.
No,
you know, these Monday morning quarterbacks were like, "Oh, I can't. That's a house." They were like going on and like sort of disparaging him.
He has a house.
Well,
he can buy a
he
watch.
He can buy whatever he wants to
he
buy.
He can. Yeah.
Right. Anyway,
not everybody has to support everyone else. I want to say that me, who feels very strongly about taking care of the weakest links everywhere.
Well, we don't know if he's doing that or not. That's the other thing.
Well, he probably is, but
exactly.
It doesn't really matter.
So like judgmental people.
I want to know
like,
what the watch was.
Yeah, we'll look it up at the break. But anyway, so okay. I said to say that. Okay, so what else is happening in sports? Oh, Lisa, your favorite sport, baseball. What's happening with the Astros?
Bregman's gone.
Well, right.
He went. Where'd he go? He went. Oh my gosh! He went to Boston, right, to the Red Sox. That's fantastic. I think it's cool if you go to the Yankees or the Red Sox.
You think that's cool in general?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I think those are great. Teams.
I think Boston. Yeah, Boston's a great baseball.
Being
city,
in Boston is great.
That's
and
a
being
great stadium.
In New York is great. And those are two. I think those are my two
favorite.
Most iconic favorite teams.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, but what's the actual story on the show sheet about the Astros?
Oh, let's see. They're hiring a mascot handler, and here's what that entails. Orbit, the Houston Astros' beloved mascot, needs a new right-hand person. The team is currently hiring a mascot handler to assist with Orbit's game day responsibilities and community appearances. This role is far from just carrying props. It requires creativity, stamina, and the ability to keep up with a Hall of Fame-worthy mascot. Hey, man.
And you have to lift 30 to 50 pounds. You have to be
we
able
could
to
do that.
Well, I'm not doing that.
I could do it.
I mean, so there are things we can do and there are things we will do. We can do, we will not do, though. This is just too much work and too hot. No. But for someone who
run
likes
long
that,
distances and withstand Houston summer heat, agility and endurance are a must.
We can do all of that, but I'm not going to be sweating like a pig on the baseball field. Those are things I will not do. You're not going to do that either.
So we're already one of the best game day experiences in baseball. And I guess with our new owners of the stadium, it's going to get like 10 times better, supposedly.
It is alleged. Yep.
Yeah.
Let's
so,
see.
What makes a great mascot?
Well, I think it's awesome because if you are looking for a job and you do love the Astros and you're into being able to lift 30 to 50 pounds and have stamina and like sweating, then you would be working for a Hall of Fame mascot. Did you know that? Orbit is in the Hall of Fame.
I can't. I didn't even know there was a Hall of Fame for mascots.
We know because this is your favorite sport, baseball. Yeah.
Well, mascot. Is it just baseball mascots in the Hall of
No, I think
Fame
maybe it's all. I think it's all.
All mascots. So,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. But Orbit.
Where's Bebo? Is he in there?
Oh, okay. So let's move. No.
Did you check?
Let's move to the next story. Rocket. So we haven't talked about them a lot lately, but they've been sort of quiet here. So,
well, there was a big thing about Rocket's owner is really close or pushing hard for a WNBA team.
Tillman?
Yeah. That was the big push this morning. I saw it online.
So maybe that's why they're like saving their money. I don't know. But basically people thought that the Rockets would be very active in this trade deadline, which just passed.
And they weren't.
And so it's like, oh, what's happening? Like, it's mysterious. What do we think?
Well, don't they have a pretty good team right now?
They do.
I mean, what would they be going out to get?
You know, I don't think anything. I mean, I think that what it also signals is that they believe the coach and the coaching staff believe in the team that they have in place. And so, you know, some coaches do that, right? They want to go out and get all of the good players they can get just so they don't have to play against them. And then they sit on the bench. I don't think that's smart. So I think that, as I have predicted, the Rockets are just chugging along. Everything's fine.
Well, I think so. And I think they're betting on this young team they've got. They've got this fabulous core of four young players. And I feel like there's even more than that.
Probably.
But, and so it's a calculated risk. But they've got some major first-round draft picks. And I guess they're just holding on for that.
That, and I also think
options.
And maybe conserving money for the WNBA team. That would be great. We should really get that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same
pot of money. What? But if you're the same owner, I wonder how that works.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know. That's, you know what, Magical, do you know? That's actually a really good question.
No, but I do know Bebo's in the Hall of Fame.
Yes!
Oh, God. Bebo's in the Hall of Fame.
Can you look up Wilbur and Wilmer?
Who are they?
Oh, God, relax. University of Arizona, Wildcat. mascots, please, since we're on mascots. Magical.
This is just a little shout out to Bebo.
Magical.
Hall of Fame mascot, of course.
Oh, my God. Now you're like, oh, you didn't even know it existed. Now you're like, yeah.
I'm all into the mascot Hall
of
Fame.
Now you're into the mascot. It's like you've been into What's-His-Face because he was number 13, even though you didn't realize that he played for the Astros. Kind of like that.
Yeah. Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. So while Magical does a fact check on whether or not the University of Arizona Wildcat mascots, we have two, a man and a woman, because we're inclusive.
I like this last story.
Go ahead.
Life with Rockets, Ime Udoka, it's tough love and a winning culture. He came to town.
Hey, man.
And he was all about discipline and accountability.
As you say, hey, man.
Hey,
you
man.
You know I start talking like you all the time. Hey, you do. You say, hey, man. You say, stand by. You say, hey, man. You say, it was a kick. Yeah.
I also say, watch my dust. You know, when I'm really serious.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, you say that. But yeah, you say, hey, man. But yeah, okay, so tough love, yes.
Tough love, yeah. No star treatment. He says whether it's LeBron James, a referee, or one of his own players, he doesn't back down. I mean,
that's great. I love that.
A hard-nosed coach, and he learned it working in Boston for the Celtics, leading the Celtics to the NBA Finals in 2022. And I think he may lead us to them this year.
I do, too.
Definitely next year, but I think this year.
I think this is the year. I feel the Rocket magic. I feel it. Okay, so with that, let's go to a break and see. Magical.
Wilbur's in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And Wilma.
Oh, look at that. So both of the University of Arizona's mascot, which is very inclusive. We have a lady and a man, Wilbur and Wilma.
That's very cute. What are they?
They're Wildcats. They're Wildcats.
Okay.
They're beautiful Wildcats.
I know what a Wildcat is.
Okay, we're going to look that up on our break.
What? Oh, I'm mooing for Bebo.
Oh, God. Whatever. All right.
Steers must moo also, right? They're like cows, right?
I don't know. Cows are mean. We'll tell you the story.
Bye. We'll be back.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew, or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
You're listening to the Best of Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Schreiber.
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX.
Siobhana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. And we are so excited to be here with the Queen Bees.
They are definitely Queen Bees. We've got Catherine Falconer and Kim Martin 45-year best friends from East Texas, and they're the masterminds behind Houston's Queen Bee Distilling. They're Osmia Vodka, made from Texas honey and organic sugarcane, is shaking up the spirits industry at $98 a bottle. And this bottle is beautiful.
It is a beautiful bottle.
This female-led company is creating allergen-free premium spirits that are as clean as they are delicious. I'm just so thrilled. We've had so many guys on with breweries. Yeah. So glad you're here. And so I'm going to go to you first, Catherine. Tell us all about Queen Bee.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's truly about friendship and you know, using the environment in a friendly manner and showing our girls that we can accomplish something mm-hmm. when we put our minds to it. And but really, it's about spending the day with my best friend.
Mm-hmm. That is so sweet.
Taking shots of vodka. And taking shots. I do get to drink on the job, yes.
Well, so the other thing, you have an interesting story because you really have been friends for a long time. So you knew each other in grade school. I remember this. Mm-hmm. When I first met you, we were at an event at She Space, mm-hmm. and you were the spirit sponsor. And you told the story that you met in grade school, and then, you know, life took you in different directions, and then somehow, because you need to create this, obviously, life brought you to Houston, and then you got reconnected. But tell us the story. Fill in the details.
Oh, gosh. Well, we were friends when I was in kindergarten and Catherine was first grade in Tyler. And, you know.
Of course you're younger.
Oh, my gosh. Of course I'm younger. And so.
Of course she is.
We had, you know, I mean, we through all through high school and middle school and, you know, it was just a wonderful friend to have. And you can't, as you know, your new friends are golden friends, but those old friends are the ones that they know all your secrets and everything.
Well, yeah.
Love you anyway. But we, Catherine has autoimmune issues, and I have bad allergies. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Houston, Texas. Mm. And we still like to have a cocktail. And what we learned was that there are up to 3% of additives that are not on the label and it's totally legal in the spirits industry. And so Catherine and I really mm-hmm. kind of mm-hmm. set our minds on really learning and trying to make a difference for mm-hmm. people, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like us.
Well, so this notion of the additive, so that's something mm-hmm. that, I mean, obviously Lisa and I are both very much into fitness and wellness, mm-hmm. et cetera. Mm-hmm. So something that's super important to us. So the fact that you've put that in the forefront, mm-hmm. because you could have just said, well, you know, we can put 3% of whatever
right.
in here to make it taste however we want it to taste, but you mm-hmm. didn't. So I love that.
Yeah.
I just love that you keep that in the front of your mind. So tell us, how do people find your products? Because as I understand it, when you create a new spirit, it's not like you just then go say, hey, Specs, you want my stuff? It doesn't really work like that. So tell us how. You just laugh, but it's the truth. It doesn't work
it
like that.
It is very true.
You hit the nail on the head. Yes,
yeah.
You did.
So how? So then now, because your spirit is how old now? Is it 1 year?
Oh. No, we launched May the 15th.
Oh,
May
so
the 15th.
Not so, baby. Mm-hmm. So it's not even.
Yes.
Okay, so then how?
We birthed this May the 15th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then how? Where is it sold? How can we buy it?
Well, we came out May the 15th, and you can get it at Specs downtown. You can get it at Specs locations mm-hmm. on our website,
which is
queenbeedistilling.com. Mm-hmm. And so you can get it there. You can get it at Village Liquors, Oasis Liquors.
Mm-hmm. Village Liquors is now Pour and More.
Oh, that's right. Pour and More.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Longhorn Liquor.
Liquor right. Online.
You can, but it has to come through a certain channel. Texas is a three-tier state.
Yes.
So we have to do certain channels. So we do not physically sell it. We are not touching it. It's
right.
It goes through a fulfillment center.
Mm-hmm. But at least you're directing someone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's so good to know mm-hmm. because.
Yeah, that is good to know. Yeah. So talk to us a little bit more about your distilling methods, like the uniqueness. Because obviously it's clean, so we said that. But can you tell us a bit more about like what is actually in it? What is in yeah. Queen Bee?
You start.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, well, okay. This is my favorite thing to talk about.
So good.
Because we learned so much about the distilling process. So the first part of the distilling process, first of all, we're only using we're using honey that we get from Tomball, woman beekeeper in Tomball. It is raw, chemical-free honey. It's not been pasteurized. Mm. And you cannot say honey is organic.
Or very rarely.
Very rarely. You don't know where the bees go. So
you have to have almost a 10-mile perimeter around your property and have everything in there organic to truly call honey organic. Mm-hmm. So,
so people are just lying, basically.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Have you seen any perimeters around here? I haven't.
It would be very difficult to, if you're in the city of Houston, to have an organic honey. Mm-hmm. But there are people that do have organic honeys, and you know, we're not saying you can't.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But that's what we're using, and so we're very proud of that. We're also we have added in organic sugarcane. So, and that is all that we are distilling.
And we only use the hearts.
Two things.
And we only use the hearts.
And so in the distilling process, the first thing that comes off the still is called the heads. And that is your fingernail polish remover. You can kind of remember it. It's like acetone and esters and the bad stuff. It's toxic.
God.
Like, yuck, you would never have it. Mm-mm. Then all of a sudden, it's kind of the temperature gets right. Everything bad has come off the still, and it becomes pure 190 proof. It's yummy. You can taste it, but it is, it's very strong. But
it smells so divine.
And then the end of it is called the tails, the end of the run. Now, that's usable, but it is where the temperatures are a little off. Mm-hmm. And so most distillers will use that part of the run, and that's why they have to go in and add in additives. They add sugars, they add glycerins, because they have to correct the taste. They have to correct the color. Mm-hmm. So a lot of your whiskeys and, say, your añejo tequila that's caramel colored, they use
rum.
Caramel coloring.
Yeah.
And so they don't have to tell us, but that's really sugar.
Yeah.
That's really sugar.
Yeah.
So, but we are just using the hearts.
We're using just the hearts.
And so we're only sugar, or we're only organic sugarcane and honey, and we're only using the hearts.
Yeah.
So it really is completely additive free.
So if you get a really bad headache from drinking something, or you get a sip of something and you get flushed, that's more than likely the glycerins that's doing it, or the additives. Uh-huh. I always joke that it's probably a dead cat, but you know, they've thrown something in there that we don't know what it is.
Well, they could, as long as it's only 3% or less.
What about the proof, though? What do you end up with? It's not 195
proof,
right?
No. I mean, like you add water.
Oh, okay.
And you come to 80 proof.
Okay, gotcha.
And we use a filtered water, so that it's as pure as we can get.
Well, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, last question. Now that the baby has been birthed, May 15th, you're in local retailers that we've just gone through. You can also order through your website.
And it's in restaurants.
Oh.
We're in restaurants, too.
Okay,
we're
great.
In Carrabba's and Tony's and Dory's Metropolitan.
Oh, excellent.
Armando's,
Lulu's.
Oh, excellent.
So,
Grotto.
Yeah. Oh, it did say Carrabba's, didn't I? I think I did say Carrabba's. Yeah.
So
both locations.
What's the vision? So now that it's, because I know whenever you launch something new, it's leading up to, right?
Yes.
And now that it's here, it's like, okay, we did that. Now what?
Now, this is Catherine's favorite.
I know it is my favorite. I really, we truly have tried to hire mostly females, and we are making a spirit for women. And so we want a whole suite of spirits for women, because when you go into a liquor store, it seems the labels are for the men, the names are for the men, the bottle, everything is for men, and it can be kind of intimidating. And so we decided that we're going to do a whole suite. We're going to do a rum. We're going to do a whiskey. I'm going to talk you into tequila. we're planning on doing the gin. We've already gotten approved.
Gin is next.
So our gin will be next.
So, of course, I have one more question.
Of course.
Yes.
One last question.
Love it.
Well, because I'm listening, and at the very beginning, you talked about the bottle. The bottle is so beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Which you'll see. We'll have it on our socials.
Oh,
yes, yes. But tell us about the bottle and about the roses.
Oh, there's little Easter eggs in the bottle.
That is.
Yes. So, again, we had a female help us with our bottle, and it's in the shape of a hexagon, which is considered the perfect shape in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so so bees just naturally make their hives and their honeycomb out of a hexagon. You want to finish all our Easter eggs?
We can both answer this. But on the top of it, we have a flower. It's as if a flower's melted. The petals are on a hexagon. And then on the top, our Art Deco logo is so beautiful. It's a bee, and it's as if it's landing on the flower.
And pollinating it.
Yes, I'm pollinating the flower. Okay, your turn.
And then if you go through the back and you look through the back and you see the pink flowers, we grew up in Tyler, Texas, which is the rose cap. Yes, the rose capital of the world. Yes. So, and then the label is in the shape of a bee. Mm-hmm. And
it's got a little stinger on
it. Yeah, it has a little stinger on the bottom.
And the fun thing is, I think it'll be something for your listeners to collect, because once we get, the vodka, Osmia, is named after a bee, a super pollinator bee. That's also the last little thing. That's what the name of the vodka is. It's pink on the inside of the label. Our gin will be lilac, will be purples.
Oh, nice.
Be so pretty. We're hopeful rum will be, I don't know.
I want to go
out.
There's
the new bee, like, turquoise. That stands on its hands. It's blue that they just discovered.
It's crazy. I mean, there are so many types of bees.
There are over 3,000 types of bees.
Yes.
Who knew? Mm-hmm.
We had no idea.
We have learned so much.
Yes.
We've really had fun.
Well, we've learned so much, and this has been so fun. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So one more time, what's the website?
It is queenbeedistilling.com.
And are you on all the socials?
We are on Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect. Queen Bee Distilling.
And the same name. Queen Bee. Mm-hmm. Smart, smart, smart. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies, this has been great.
Thank you so much.
We cannot wait to imbibe. And try your beauty. It's beautiful. I mean, you almost don't want to open it because it is very pretty, right? It's just like you want to just let it sit there.
That's what my mother says. She goes, I can't open it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, mother.
Just open it. The bottle's beautiful. And I'm one of those people that puts out that stuff.
So,
you know, whether it's jewelry or whatever, if it's really beautiful,
you just want to look at it.
Stuck in the drawer.
No. You want to enjoy it.
I think it's really important.
Well, after you drink it, you could put flowers in it and use it as a face.
So she's encouraging you to drink the entire bottle.
Entire bottle. Recyclable.
Just not all at once.
Yeah, no.
All the things.
Have a party.
There you go.
Well, ladies, again, thank you so much. We have loved having you here.
Thank you.
And with that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Thank you.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
This is the Best of Culture Club, HTX, on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shivana Robert Schreiber.
We're here for one of my favorite segments. Everybody who knows me knows I am really into fashion and fitness.
Well, the fitness so you can wear the fashion, primarily.
True. That's probably very true.
You're really good today.
So we have extraordinary guests in the studio. The founders of Lux Yoga, which I cannot wait to learn about. Jen Bianco and Jacqueline Strait or Street?
Straight.
I did it right. Isn't that so good? They're the dynamic duo behind Lux Yoga. Jen is the CEO and founder, correctamundo, and went from yoga skeptic to studio owner. That's an interesting story, I know. While Jacqueline, the COO and lead instructor, brings 20 years of yoga expertise to the mat.
She started at 8.
Yeah, she's old, at 12.
Age old.
Yeah, whatever.
She instructed her first yoga class.
Yeah.
So they've created Houston's most innovative yoga sanctuary featuring oversized mats, infrared heat, and lavender cooling towels.
Oh, and first, well, not first, because you've already said those three things, but most importantly, the cold plunge. Which
most
is
importantly to you.
Yeah.
Most importantly.
Let's be real clear about this. That is not the most important thing to me. To me, it will definitely be yoga and lavender cooling towels. Anything lavender.
I know.
Works
for me. It works. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your journey. So, first of all, before we get into some of the background, I think Houston has, 8 million yoga studios, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you two are smart women, and you said, despite the fact that there are 8 million studios, we're going to open a different type of yoga studio, right? That was the genesis of Lux Yoga. So, tell us what makes it unique.
Absolutely. So the studio that we've created is really luxurious in many ways. So think really wide open spaces, very high ceilings, designed with a lot of aesthetic and very modern look in mind. So what we're going to bring to you is you're going to feel like you're in a spa as soon as you walk in from all of the senses that Jacqueline will hit on. But in addition to that, we wanted to make sure that people felt at home and invited, and it's intuitive that all of those kind of worries and things that might make you anxious when you're ready to work out are just gone. So we'll have, it's about 4,000 square feet. We'll have two yoga practice rooms with different looks and reasons to have them that we'll get into as well. The other thing that I would say is after a post-COVID world, it's you can trust that it's clean. We're using industrial type cleaning methods. We'll have a robot that cleans the floors.
Fabulous.
And a cabinet that sanitizes all of our equipment. So that's really exciting. I've talked about the aesthetic, but then from the rest of the senses, Jacqueline.
Oh, yeah. I was really excited to be in a space that we can have even more space for everybody. So something that we like to say in yoga classes are to take up even more space for yourself. That's so we have extra large yoga mats. We'll have our sanitized props at each person's mat. Mm-hmm. Each person will have a towel, a hand towel, a mat towel for their mat that's extra large. Jen is a little bit taller and has had experiences before in other yoga classes where there's a lack of space. And in this facility, we're going to have two studios that are going to each have maybe another body's worth or more in every direction. So there's no way that you could kick someone in the face or stick your hand on another body in front of you.
I'm such a child. You said that Jen is taller and I'm tall. At least it's tall. So we're tall women here. I thought the first thought that came to my mind is, were you about to say you had a baby yoga mat? Like someone gave you a whole baby yoga mat.
They all are.
But understood the touch, because that is a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially like your limbs. So that is a thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So go ahead. Keep going.
We also addressed, for me, I'm someone who's really into the senses. So when you walk in the front door, we plan on having it to smell good. Which I really love, because scent, like smell, is so tied to memory. So when you walk in the front door, it will smell good in the studio, in the lobby, in the restrooms. We're also going to have showers with really nice name brand shampoo, conditioner, soap, lotion, and all the amenities that anyone would need on the go. So you can come in and out like a spa and be ready to go for the next thing in your day.
I love it. So the two of you, obviously you come together to create this, what sounds like an amazing yoga studio, but you met in a unique way.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about, so Jen, I think you were the skeptic, right?
I was. So I have been trying to do yoga for the better part of 30 years. And only about right after COVID, like many people found new things, I finally found a class that I connected with. And that is, of course, Jacqueline. The class that she brought that I was going to week after week on a Friday was fun. It was new every time. And while I didn't know what to expect, I could still hit every move because it was easy to follow. But afterwards, we were talking about this. I was like, I felt like I just did like a Broadway show and I didn't even have to practice for it. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
And I told her, we met about in 2 Augusts ago. I approached her in a coffee shop and I said, can we talk about this? And I told her that when she played the song Unholy in a yoga class, I was like, I'm sold. We got to do this.
And that's how it all came
at all. Yeah, we continued that discussion.
Like, okay, or were you like, who's this
What
lady?
Were you doing before? What were you doing before that
Me?
Meeting?
So my background is actually in expatriate tax analytics and HR. And I left that about 2 years ago.
Okay.
To become an artist and entrepreneur. Yes.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Okay. So, Jacqueline, let's talk about this unconventional approach to yoga, because that is pretty unconventional to be playing Unholy in a yoga class. So, tell us about it. Why does this work?
I really love when I'm teaching a yoga class for it to be intuitive for any person to walk in and feel good in their body. And that means from the experienced practitioner to someone who's never done yoga before. And trying to build something from the ground up in yoga, we like to root to rise and really feel grounded before you take flight or do something that might be a little bit more advanced. So
we've hired experienced teachers that have been teaching for at least 2 years, 1,000 hours plus, right. That could really make everyone feel safe and at home. And so you feel that sense of luxury because you know that you're going to have a quality experience every time. Mm-hmm. We've also created 5 formats that are very different, and we've tried to create more clarity and transparency from the consumer to what to expect from the teacher every single time. So when That's you walk great. In, it won't be a huge variation from being more yin-like to being more yang-like. Right. Instead, when you come in, our stretch and restore class will be more towards yin for passive and active stretching. Mm-hmm. And then we have a strength and flow class that will integrate weights and heat and yoga, Pilates, high intensity dance like movements. So, yeah, so this way there's different opportunities for people to experience different things every time.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So, last 2 questions. One is, you know, just a little small question, like, what's your collective vision? Mm-hmm. Now that you've created this, and then we'll get into some of the logistics of the studio.
Sure. So collectively, I think, you know, we've talked a lot about what the vision was, and it's been coming together over past 18 months or so, if I think about it. And from my experience here, I mentioned I had a more corporate background. What I've really come to value is that the two of us coming from such different backgrounds and perspectives, we've really been able to tap into kind of a diversity of thought and create a really great, well-rounded team. Because I don't have the yoga experience. I had more of the consumer background, and she has all of the great ideas from her perspective. So that's been wonderful. And then as we've hired all these wonderful instructors she's speaking about, we're having a really open line of communication for them to bring those ideas to us as well.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So then how can we come and experience the Lux environment?
Where are we going?
Yoga.
Where are we going?
Lux Yoga is in the Rice Village area at 533 Kirby Drive.
That's a good address.
Yes. And it's right by, there's a new Loro that's on the corner of Kirby and Albans, somewhere down Albans. And they're in the middle of building up that community. But we have drop-in rates. We have class packs that people can be members as we try to cultivate the community. Mm-hmm. We'll be having some events and workshops along the way.
So what's your website and how can people go to find out more and be, or we'll just have them email you?
No. So we are actually live on MindBody. We also have our own app on all the stores.
Pants.
We've got the website, which is www.lux-yoga.com. And yeah, our class packs are ready to go. We're going to hopefully have some classes coming up right after Christmas time, right before the New Year. So New Year, getting a head start on that. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have a lot of fun events with that too.
Can we come do a class? We need a Culture Club HTX class.
Oh my God, you tell me. We're ready.
Well, we have a whole community that loves fitness too. So we did a ride for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month during October at Spin Studio
at Cycles.
Cycle Bar.
Oh.
And it was great. I mean, it was packed.
We raised a bunch of money.
Yeah, we raised a bunch of money. So we bring a community of people who are also interested in fitness. So seriously, let's set something up because I think that'd be great.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're trying to connect with a lot of different groups to do things like that. And we'd love to do that.
Excellent. Wow. Okay, so one more time, what's the URL?
www.lux-yoga.com.
And on all of the apps?
All of the apps, Lux Yoga USA.
Perfect. Well, ladies, this has been wonderful. I really do feel like I want to dance. I've been doing it the whole time. I'm
glad. She has been dancing.
I feel like,
laying
yeah.
here recovering.
Well, we so appreciate you coming in to share more with us about your baby, your
yes.
vision. I'm so excited.
Me too, and it's near me.
I know. And, you know, my manicures is on Sunset.
Oh,
so I'm
there
like,
you
this
go.
Is great. I mean, I can like get my nails done and go to yoga, or go to yoga then get my nails done.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. Yes. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission: partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
You're listening to the Best of Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavana Robert-Schreiber.
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here with
the person who's holding her laugh in, per usual, because you always say something funny just before we come back in, Shavana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX.
And we have an incredible guest with us this segment, Henry Richardson, the true love of my life, which
I thought
the whole
that
world
was me.
Knows.
Wait a
no,
minute.
No, it isn't.
Oh, God.
It wasn't Bob Berman either. It's been Henry
Bob,
forever.
Do you hear this?
Yes, he hears
That's
it.
Fine.
He knew all about it.
That's
Trust
fine.
Me. But we're going to get to Henry in just a minute and talk about all the incredible things that he does. But this is the fashion segment, which everyone considers my favorite. But for this fabulous month of June, which was National Fitness Month, we don't really know if that's true, but we did make it up. And we have celebrated it the entire month.
Of course.
And I'm so thrilled to close National Fitness Month with Henry Richardson. But first, we're going to talk about one thing, and that's working out kind of on the cheap.
Well,
I mean, it's kind of what we're talking about.
You know,
easy spaces so you'll do it.
Well,
how's
here
that?
Is the thing. Most, if you own any kind of gym or studio, probably, except for Define, people don't go. They cook up these reasons or life happens and you can't go, so then people aren't active. And I think, like, I am a lover of the outdoors, and so I'm always outdoors early in the morning, in the summertime, or late at night. But I want to talk about some outdoor options to go walk, work out, et cetera, in Houston. So, for example, Buffalo Bayou, did you know, not only do they have the Sandy Reed Trail for cycling, rollerblading, et cetera, mm-hmm. they also have bars for all kinds of calisthenics.
Yes.
I mean, there are all kinds of things that are free.
Herman Park does,
Herman
too.
Park.
I don't know if Memorial Park has that because I haven't walked
they
Memorial
do.
Park.
They do. That's one,
since
you know,
I
that's
moved.
My
yeah.
place. They uh-huh. do. And then also at Discovery Green, they have a free fitness in the park program. They do yoga, they do HIIT workouts, and Tai Chi. It's free.
I mean, and so does the Glacelle.
Exactly.
There's yoga at the Glacelle every Saturday morning.
Exactly.
You know, like, so there are all kinds of options. You can just, you know.
So my point is, as we close out National Fitness Month, is don't be lazy. Move your body. You don't have to, you know, be a bodybuilder. You don't have to pay an expensive membership. But it is a requirement, if you listen to us, that you move your body and you get some physical activity. And there's no excuse. You can
Otherwise,
just
guess what happens?
What, you die?
You can't move your body.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
All right. And that is just not anything anyone wants.
No, this is
However,
true.
Here's what I want. I want to talk to my favorite guy in the world, Henry Richardson, who is a significant figure in Houston's fitness industry, known for founding Define Body and Mind, which I get to say I was his first customer waiting
well,
at the
I
door
just
when
say
it opened.
This. Wait
However,
minute.
Let me continue. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible fitness concept. It's kind of been franchised all over. And a few years ago, he kind of got, I'm not even sure. It wasn't his conscience raised, but somehow or another, he decides to go get all these advanced degrees. It wasn't happiness, but it was close that you were getting your advanced degrees. And what do you call it?
The master's in applied positive psychology.
Okay, so there you go.
In happiness.
So all of this added all kinds of incredible stuff to the Define program.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional, a lot of emotional opportunities for those of us who are Define people. And then most recently, Henry has built a Define Living concept, which we're going to let him describe to us. But it's just extraordinary, and it's in one of the biggest upcoming neighborhoods and streets going on in Houston right now. And it's really a place you can live the Define life. I mean, you can. So, Henry, welcome, and talk to us about holistic wellness living environments.
Amazing. It is so good to be here and be with you both.
Thank you.
It's my honest favorite topic to talk about is
I'm so
well-being,
excited.
Health, happiness, and Houston, right? Because there's so many opportunities here in Houston, as we were just describing.
Right.
And I have to say this before we move to the Define Living concept, because the importance of if you don't use it, you lose it mindset.
Amen.
And that goes for everything in life. So mm-hmm. movement, finding how to make sure that, you know, your mental game, as we were just listening to, mm-hmm. is on. And all of that can be done in an environment that is going to be supportive, because the consistency aspect is what makes it really
this
matter.
This is true. Yeah.
Because if you're not doing it and you can read and know all about it, but if you're not actually applying it into your life, right, then what's the benefit of it? So in, I don't know, it was about 2016-17 timeframe, I was thinking every single step of life is relevant, and something was being called for me to say, we're working with people in their fitness and we are helping with mental health and well-being, but we're really not diving into some of the key factors.
Yeah.
So when you look at like social connection, mm-hmm, when you look at people's positive emotions, when you look at their sense of connections in their relationships, whether it's personal relationships or workplace relationships, how can you focus on increasing that sense of well-being? Now, I come from an athletic background. And so for me, whenever I think of how can I do something, it's kind of, there's one way of doing it and it's all in, all in. But that's not always the best way to approach things. Mm-hmm. So we have to also factor in the sense of balance. And so to me, this concept of defined living is centered around how can we embrace and immerse people into a living environment that is actually going to be something that's good for them. So we offer fitness classes, cooking classes, meditation classes, we offer workshops, and we do all sorts of fun things to help increase our resident well-being.
So describe your residence. Is it a typical, I mean, I'm just serious. Like, is there a population? Should I be a millennial to live there? I mean,
it's such a good point because we are seeing it really go across all generations. But I will say that the younger population are what we call our, you know, our young professionals. Mm-hmm. They are really gravitating towards
us. We've aged out, Lita. It's okay.
However, we do have our super parents and we do have our empty nesters. And they are also very involved.
Yeah.
It just is interesting to see as we are getting more into this, like who is falling into which categories of like what their interests are. Yeah. But just like running a studio, I mean, I ran Defined Body and Mind for over 15 years, focused on those same exact three demographics, mm-hmm, and thinking about, you know, what are the time frames of classes that work well for this particular audience? What are the types of classes that work well for this particular audience? And the key to it is, again, meeting people where they are so that they don't feel intimidated, mm-hmm, about taking that next step. Because if they do feel intimidated, then their total inspiration and motivation dies. So we have to be a little bit of a hand-holding process. And I love that about Defined Living because we can literally see them in the hallway and not have to say a word. And they'll be like, I'll see you tonight or I'll see you in the morning. And I can't wait for the workshop this weekend. And we have like an infrared sauna and a cold plunge. So people get to see all sorts of different aspects of health and well-being. It's so much fun.
I love that. One of the questions that I've been thinking about is, you mentioned you were an athlete. You were a diver, right?
I was. Yeah, I was a diver for, you know, only 12 years.
But only 12 years. Seems like I've been it for was 0 years.
It seems like it was the most formative years of my life, though, you know?
So we just talked earlier with our other guest, Patty Dell, about this sort of idea of corporate athleticism. And so for you as an athlete, a diver, what did you take from that experience, those 12 years that you brought into your entrepreneurial pursuits?
You know, being an athlete is truly the most impactful thing for someone because you have to learn how to take feedback from a coach. Mm-hmm. You have to learn discipline and time management. But I think the most important thing that it taught me was goal setting. Hmm. And I say that only because I am realizing I have a 13-year-old son right, mm-hmm, now, and it wasn't until he really got into tennis recently, mm-hmm, that I feel like he started to understand what that meant. Because it's so ingrained in me that I think of a goal, I plan for the goal, I see how the end result will be, mm-hmm, and I didn't realize just that is such a unique experience as being an athlete.
Right, and it's a practice. I mean, about as a, you know, avid meditator myself, it's a practice. That's, and it's like, you know, it's not like a point that you stop, right?
That's it.
So same thing with goal setting, I think.
You know, and it's funny because being an athlete too, like going back to that being all in, mm-hmm, there's this concept in positive psychology called PERMA. And it's, mm-hmm, the way you measure your well-being. It stands for positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And that last letter, A, accomplishment, was basically all I was focused on as an athlete.
Interesting.
But that is actually part of the reason why I had to start getting into yoga and Pilates, because I broke my spine. I broke my spine as a diver because, you know, it wasn't centered around all the other concepts of how to be balanced.
Right.
And I had a friend say this, which was really funny, because PERMA, the A part, I was so focused on A, they said, well, you kind of sounded like a, you know, fill in the blanks.
Well, that's rule number one. Don't be one of those.
Yeah, and I don't want to be one of those. But actually, now that I have this concept of understanding, well, if you're enjoying the process, that's the difference.
Yes.
And that's what is so important for all of us, even including going back to that concept of exercise. Find something you enjoy.
Make it fun.
Make it fun.
Like spin for Lisa.
Yeah. Well,
everybody knows I'm a spin addict.
I love it.
And I've been a spin addict for really a long time. It's like insane. But usually I get over stuff, but I haven't.
Yeah. I mean, what's not to love? The endorphins, the detoxification, the community.
Well, now
there's
so much upper body with it, which, you know.
That's right. The balance.
Best part, the fact that you get to do both. But I want to go back to your son for a moment, because I think he said something just incredible. And of course, I think I've known him since he was an infant.
Yes, you have.
Pretty much. And it's extraordinary for me to see how he's transformed. And I think athleticism, playing tennis is a big part of it. You know, I mean, he is just in incredible shape, proud of himself. You know, he looks great.
Thank you. Yeah.
There's nothing he can't do, and he knows it.
I love that.
You know, I mean, he's kind of at the 13-year-old stage.
Confidence.
Hey,
we love it.
Confident. Yeah. He is really confident. Not that he ever wasn't, but no, he really is comfortable.
Thank
in his
you.
Confidence.
I mean,
and
first
I think
off,
that matters.
Yeah. You know, watching him develop over the past few years, we think of the teenage years as being these like terrifying years.
Awkward and whatever.
But the research actually shows that from the ages 0 to 5, your brain changes the same amount as your brain changes from 13 to 18. And so instead of thinking of it as like something to be fearful of, think of it as an opportunity to really create the kind of human being you want to be in this world. Mm-hmm. And obviously as a parent, that's what we're thinking about is how can we help to influence him? And being an athlete, getting into sports, and especially a sport like tennis where it is so mentally driven.
Oh my gosh, I know.
It's been one of the most powerful things that we've seen for him. And I relate to that from being a diver since it's a more of an individual sport. Mm-hmm. It just means we have to also make sure that socially, because he's also an only child, but socially.
I am too.
Okay, amazing. So, okay, I
don't
love
say
this.
Anything bad about only children, please.
I mean, I have my only
daughter.
Child.
See?
No problem socially.
None.
I love it. My case is closed then.
Except that mine does need her own time and space.
Well, I'm just thinking about him. I'm thinking, because I do too. I'm very introverted in that sense, but very extroverted as well. But I feel as if watching him change through this process of tennis, it's making me relive my moments as an athlete and reminding myself what that process was like, and also giving guidance and direction in ways that I don't know if I always did have or I wasn't able to communicate.
That's awesome. So, final question, and then we want you to talk about where people can find out more about Defined Living. So, what's next?
Yeah.
What are the aspirations for Defined Living, for you? What's on the horizon?
Yeah, I love this. Well, it's fun. I will. Yeah, I'll talk about that too. So, I love the fact that Define has been such a huge part of my life. If I think about being a diver, then becoming a school teacher, and then becoming a teacher of health and well-being, and then going back to school, I feel like every single thing has been a stepping stone for me. Mm-hmm. And right now, the focus of Define Living is to say, how can we make the biggest and most powerful impact on our residents in a variety of different ways? And so I want to open up a variety of different communities as well. It's so much fun and it's so meaningful to be involved in the health and well-being side, but also professionally to be able to say, like, this is utilizing my other degrees that I have, so that it's like, okay, it's all coming together now. So that stepping stone approach. So my goal is to definitely build more defined living communities in Houston and beyond. And Lisa, you're making me mention this, but we have started doing a variety of retreats in Mexico as well. And it's this tiny little town that no one has ever heard of called Tepoztlán,
Mexico. Don't say it, because then people are going to know and they're going
to
go and make
it have
not
to
tiny.
Say it, but you'll have to visit us first.
Okay.
But it is the most like pure, beautiful, in the mountains, fresh air, highs of 74, lows in 58. You know, it's so amazing. It really is lovely. But we do a variety of health and well-being retreats. And it actually has a lot of cultural and roots in history that are just making it so special as well. So
Culture Club HTX live remote from
Tepoztlán. That's right.
See?
Yes, exactly.
We're on the way.
Well, okay. Now, how can people find out more about you and Defined Living, and then any other projects that you're up to? Where shall they go?
Yeah, I think social media is the best at this point to go to Define Living Well on social media. You could also go to defineliving.com as our website. And my personal Instagram is define.henry. Can't get away from define, you know. And I have to say this real quickly, if you don't mind. The word define is so meaningful because I actually had a professor. It was during a recession timeframe after the kind of collapse of the real estate market who said, don't take a job just because it's available. Do something that will define your role in this world. And I was like, that's what I'm going to call my store. I'm going to call it Define. And I cut my next class, which is very unlike me. But I went and filed my DBA to get the name and get it done. And it literally started just to kind of come about from there. So
I love that. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for being here. Now I feel like, Lisa, how are we defining our impact on the world? What are we going to do? I feel motivated and inspired.
I do too. Let's talk.
Let's talk. Maybe we'll do a show.
You think?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But
maybe we'll take our show on the road.
Maybe, but I do know that we have to take a break.
Everybody, I just want to take one moment, even though I don't have any left, to say how important it is that you take care of yourself.
I agree.
You must remember that no one else can take care of you. No one else will take care of you. And no one is going to say thank you when you didn't take care of yourself. So, on that note, stay focused, stay fit, and
stay fabulous.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.